What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. We'll have Jeff Nowak with us. Join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. I want to tell everybody a little after 5:20 this afternoon, we'll have Jim Derry on from Datitude Podcast talking LSU, SEC Media Day, his thoughts on the SEC. And man, Brian Kelly has built this team up, and he has talked about the most talented LSU team he's had since he's hit Baton Rouge. So, man, he has sort of pumped up the brakes himself. So we'll get Jim's thoughts on that. At 5:40, we'll have on with us Robert the Real Deal Trujillo. Robert is a MMA boxer and also the lightweight power slap champion. So, Charlie, you talk about a bad dude to stand there and you get yourself smacked. Man, and I see it on TV, men and women in this field now. And so we'll get the real deal to talk about it, how he got into the power slap kind of event since he was an MMA fighter. And at 5:20, Kendall Rogers from D1 Baseball, and what a day to get him. I got a little bird kind of whisper in my ear a little bit, hey, Tuesday might be the day. And it really happened last night. It started for LSU baseball and them, you know, trying to defend their crown for 2026 when pitcher Zach Cowan and then later last night, third baseman Tanner Reeves announced they were returning to the LSU baseball team for 2026. And this afternoon, Chris Stanfield announced he would return to LSU for another season. And so, Charlie, to get three guys experienced like that that could have left, now they're coming back to the LSU baseball team, that has got to be music to the ears of Jay Johnson. And that's not all the news, but the returning guys, that's big time for him to especially Zach Cowan. I think that is the real big piece of the puzzle here, because everybody's looking for pitching. And at times, Zach last year, he was really, really good.
I mean, Jay Johnson called him the MVP of the team multiple times early on in the season, Mike. Into SEC play as well, he was the ace out of the bullpen alongside Cason Evans for much of the year. I know he kind of slowed down a little bit towards the end of the season. Zach Cowan, a huge piece. Chris Stanfield coming back as well for his senior campaign at Alec Box Stadium. The thing about Stanfield, though, Mike, is when we talked with Jay Johnson about, you know, Derek Curiel and his projected future with LSU's program, he called him the center fielder. That Curiel, for his sophomore campaign, is going to be the center fielder, which is where Stanfield was for most of this past year. So it's a good problem to have with two excellent outfielders in 2026 alongside someone like Jake Brown, who's going to be returning too. So LSU's outfield is looking pretty nasty for 2026, but also bringing back Tanner Reeves, who can man third base for you. And I know that Jay Johnson said he's going to barrel up some balls in Alec Box for another year for LSU. Alongside, you know, Zach Cowan, who it'll be interesting to see what his role will be for 2026 in his second year with the program, because he was so good for a majority of last year for LSU. And that's not even mentioning the pair of transfers that LSU picked up as well, Mike.
Yeah, they got from Angelo State, a right-hand pitcher, Dax Daith. Has committed to LSU, right-hander, impressive record at Angelo State. And, you know, Coach Yorkey has done a great job with pitchers. And so that, they got his seal of approval, you know, and that sort of thing. I'm sure that's the one thing with Jay Johnson. He listens to his coaches on who impresses him the most. So Dax Daith, is a commitment to LSU from Angelo State.
And there's actually another one as well. Glenn West, our friend over at Go247 Sports, has reported that LSU's landed a commitment from Oregon State infielder Trent Carraway. Carraway batted .267 with 12 home runs and 47 RBI in 2025. So that is now three new pieces that have been added today for LSU baseball's roster in 2026. Because outside of Dax, I think it's pronounced Dothy.
Dothy?
Yeah,
is that it?
Okay,
because
I'm sure what it is.
Okay, I've seen it both ways. I've seen it Daith and Dothy. So we'll go with Dathy if that's what
and
you.
And then, yeah, I mean, I heard it on like some news reports.
Okay.
I was looking it up on YouTube. And then first baseman Zach York from Grand Canyon, Mike, who,
yeah.
I mean, that is a guy that has put up some major numbers for Grand Canyon over the last 3 years, hitting .328 for his career out there. So, you know, a couple of different players that obviously Jay Johnson found interest in, when it scooped them up, brought them into the program.
Charlie, I told you this off the air. Zach York, he's built like me. I know he ain't 6 foot.
He is
two,
a big guy.
And they list him at 295. I think he's a little north of that, too. But, man, he's sort of built like I am. He's taller, but, man, you talk about a huge dude. And I've seen some clips of him, man, digging balls that are real low, up and out, man, with his strength. And when you're that size, you have that type of power that you can pop that ball sometimes, even if it's a low pitch, and catch it. And, man, it goes a long way. Now, I don't think Coach Johnson would like him to come in here at 295 or 300, which I suspect he's a little over that. And in this heat and humidity, I would think you'd like to probably have him lose a little bit of weight. That's what everybody tells me. So I would tell it to Zach. But, man, can he pop a baseball? He is a powerful guy. And he's big all over. You look from shoulders on down. Man, he is a big dude.
Mike, on top of hitting .339 this past season, one number really, really sticks out to me. 28 strikeouts this past year to 35 walks. I mean, that is Jay Johnson's type of hitter, isn't it? Someone that's patient at the plate, that doesn't strike out a lot, gets a lot of contact, earns walks, gets on base. I mean, Zach York, first baseman bringing out from the portal. You know, once again, we've had people talk about the small programs that LSU goes and gets players from. If Jay Johnson thinks that these players can play at the SEC level, he'll go get them. And obviously, he sees something in Zach York.
Yeah, well, we talked about it last year with Danny Dickinson.
Right.
Him coming in, and, you know, Coach Johnson was very open about the fact that, hey, it just wasn't me that went find him. Everybody knew him. Okay, no matter where he was playing, everybody was trying to recruit him. It just so happens that he lands, so to speak, at LSU, but there were a lot of teams after him. And sometimes, Charlie, and I see this with big men in football too, the maturity, physical maturity with them comes a little bit later. They fill into that body a little bit later, or they get better skilled-wise. That's what happened to Danny Dickinson, and I think that's what he's hoping with Dax, a right-hand pitcher, and Zach York, that both these guys can play at this high level of the SEC, and somebody's got to take Bear Jones's place
right
as a power hitter. Somebody has got to step up to the plate there. And so it'll be interesting if Zach York can do the same in the SEC, the best pitching in college baseball.
And then we also as we mentioned earlier, the third edition, Trent Carraway, who Glenn West was the first on that one, had posted on his Instagram that he's committed to LSU, a 6'2", 202-pound infielder.
Is he a shortstop?
I'm looking up his stats right now, Mike. Hit 267 this past season in 64 games played. And so another infielder added for this Bayou Bengal program, and I'm going to get exactly where he played right here in just a second.
Well, if they list him as an infielder, that would say either second or short. But with that type size, that would seemingly, to me, indicate a little bit more of the shortstop spot for him. But we'll see.
With Oregon State's program, it was Ivy Arquette, who ended up being a top 10 pick, was their shortstop. Trent Carraway played third baseman for him.
Third base, okay.
Yes.
That's more the size of what you would look at for a third baseman. But it'll be interesting to see kind of where he fits here with LSU and also with the return of Tanner Reeves.
Right, because you remember with Dickinson, he played a little bit of shortstop, a little bit
yes,
of second
he did.
Base with Utah Valley's program before coming to LSU. And then he ended up playing, you know, second base for basically the entire season with the Bayou Bengals. So, obviously, Jay Johnson's got a spot for Carraway that he has in mind. Yeah. Someone that was really fantastic as a freshman. And he played basically every game that Oregon State had in 2025, an Oregon State program that was top eight national seed. So, three really interesting additions for this LSU baseball program on top of three players that have already said that they're coming back for the 2026 season. It's an exciting time to be an LSU baseball fan.
And man, thank goodness. And I got to tell Jay again, I got to send him something. I got to go to the post office and mail it off to him. But man, he's given us content in the middle of July, other than SEC Media Day. So, Scott Sanders brought it up before Jay did. And one of the things Scott brought up was maybe 2 years ago, they had guys on that team that maybe didn't fit the mental profile of what they were looking for at LSU. And they're not on the team anymore. Coach Johnson made the decision, hey, you want to go, the door's open, you can take off. He was looking for the right type of profile for his roster. And when you see these additions come in, I'm sure they've done a lot of background check, because that is something in today's world. You don't want a guy just coming here, okay, you're getting some NIL money and it's all about me. You want to be part of team baseball. And I think that's something Coach Johnson has really preached and preached well at LSU.
No, absolutely. And one last thing about Carraway, Mike, that I'm seeing a lot here. He was a leadoff hitter very often for this Oregon State team. So,
okay.
I mean, Dickinson also kind of was a leadoff hitter at Utah Valley, and then he got here, and he was more kind of used in the 4-5 spot. And just looking at the numbers, Carraway's doesn't necessarily translate as, you know, someone that gets on base a ton and then steals a bunch of bases like you would necessarily see from a leadoff hitter. But he's someone that, you know, the numbers went up in power ahead of entering year two. And so that's obviously a good thing. More games played, that makes sense as well. But
yeah, a six foot two guy too. That translates more toward either short or third base.
I would agree.
Into that spot. When we come back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Jim Derry from Datitude will join us to talk LSU SEC Media Day. And man, I just seen the crowd around Arch. Manning, man, Arch Mania all over Atlanta, GA. We'll be back with Jim Derry right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line from the Datitude podcast. He took a little vacation, but he's back on starting this week. Jim Derry Jr. And Jim, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk a little bit of college football today since it's SEC Media Day. And, man, expectations on LSU. Huge at this moment, and a lot of them put on by Brian Kelly himself, saying this is the most talented team he's had since he hit Baton Rouge. But that early schedule, when you're talking about a really good Clemson team to start the season off in, you know, in their version of Death Valley, and then you play Florida and Ole Miss before the month of September is over with, that's a daunting early schedule for a team that's going to have four new starting offensive linemen this year.
Yeah, Mike and Charlie, thank you for having me on. I tell you that it's kind of like the Saints, except we expect a lot out of LSU. You're going to know a lot about LSU before the end of September. You're going to know a lot about the Saints before the end of September as well. So I think we'll know a lot about our teams because of their schedules. But, you know, look, I don't understand why LSU keep – I mean, we can talk about the playoffs and all that stuff later on, but I don't understand why LSU keeps scheduling these monster games in week one. But I do like Brian Kelly's confidence, and you got to like with Garrett Nussmeier coming back where this team is right now.
Looking at it, the one big strength they have is that they have a returning starting quarterback, similar to South Carolina with Lenora Sellers, DJ Olagwe at University of Florida. You can't say that everywhere, that you got an experienced guy that has been there, done that. Now, Oklahoma has John Mateer, who was a starting quarterback, but he was at Washington State before he was the starting quarterback at Oklahoma. And Jackson Arnold, man, he could run, but, man, his passing was all over the board. Now, Auburn's going to figure that out real quick. Your thoughts on Garrett Nussmeier, because offensively, to make this work, he has got to play at the highest level.
Well, there's no question about that, Mike. And you know, we always talk about, well, who are the odds like and who does Vegas like? And they know as much as anybody. And right now, Garrett Nussmeier is second in the race for the Heisman. As far as odds go, he's right behind Arch Manning. So, I mean, the odds makers think that Garrett Nussmeier is primed to come in here and have a 10-win kind of season and get this team to the playoffs. And frankly, he's going to have that for this team to have a chance to go to the playoffs and to have that season that Brian Kelly knows he needs to have the alums and the fans off his back. And I think that's why Brian Kelly is coming out and saying, look, I'm going to be confident. I think that gets the naysayers off his back, at least in the short term. And it's going to be all on Garrett Nussmeier's back. Now, we talked last year about his offensive line, how it could have been one of the best in the nation going in. This year, I still think they're good, but they're not as good as last year's team. So he's going to have to do a lot more on his own, I think, this year than he did going into last year.
And he talked about that, Jim, at the Manning Passing Academy, that he knows he's got to be more mobile. He's got to be able to take off running with the football. That was something that didn't happen last year when he had some opportunities to. One of the guys that is so impressive to me, I got to see him at Manning Camp. He was one of the receivers that the quarterbacks were working with. And I think I told this to Charlie, I think he's the best athlete on the LSU football team. And right now, that's Tre'Davious Green. Man, yeah. That dude, and he's a nightmare if you've got to line up against him at 6'7". He's 240 pounds. So when you're a quarterback, you're looking to throw the football, you know, accurately. Well, it doesn't have to be right on target for Tre'Davious, okay? With that size, he can just reach up with those long arms and grab it over the top of a defensive back.
Mike, you've been loving him for a long time now.
Sure
have. He's only a sophomore, but you've been loving him for a long time. And when you got size like that, I absolutely could see why. And look, he comes in and fills in well. There's no loss in tight end there for LSU. And I think, you know, you're talking about a guy who's certainly going to have an NFL career coming his way, and he's going to take a giant step forward. But, you know, with a great receiving core like they already have, I mean, that's why we talked. I think if you're excited about Garrett Nussmeier, that's exactly why you're excited about him, right? You got to like a guy like Tre'Davious Green go with this receiving core. I mean, Chris Hilton might not even be a starting receiver, yet he's at SEC Media Days, and Brian Kelly's pumping him up. There's five or six receivers on this team that could really be NFL-type receivers. So I'm excited about seeing what this offense can do. I really am. And I think it's going to give – we always talk about it in the trenches. I actually think it's going to give a chance. They are so fast. I think they're ready to go. I think it's going to give a chance for this offensive line to gel. A bunch of sophomores and freshmen up there is going to be key. But I'm just excited about this offense. I really am.
Jim, kind of flipping the coin a little bit to the defensive side of the ball. That was one thing that kind of stood out to me listening to Brian Kelly call, you know, Blake Baker an elite coordinator, and that he needed the pieces to kind of put that elite defense together. So they go out in the portal. They basically bring in a whole new defensive end room, bringing in Jack Pyburn and Jamari Butler and Patrick Payton and all these new pieces to kind of replace Braden Swinson and Savion Jones. But the one thing that, you know, kind of stands out about LSU's schedule, they have a lot of running quarterbacks kind of starting with week one against Cade Klubnik, but also you have Lenora Sellers from South Carolina. You have Marcel Reed from Texas A&M again. You know, guys that you saw last year, Diego Pavia as well from Vanderbilt, different guys that can really test the defense with their legs, and that's obviously going to be critical for LSU's defense to kind of make that next step in 2025.
And Charlie, not even talking about Hal Perkins coming back. You know, it's like been so quiet that he's coming back. There really hasn't been a whole lot of talk about Howard Perkins, because after that freshman year, maybe he's been – I got a feeling that he's going to come back and have a monster kind of year and get himself in that first round of the NFL draft. I really do. I'm really looking forward to that. But you're absolutely right. The mobile quarterback is going to be key. And look, LSU struggled with South Carolina last year. I mean, it just goes to show that they are going to have to be quick on the ends. And I think that they're going to get tested early. All these things we talk about getting tested early. But I'm just as excited about the defense as I am. And you talk about Baker and what he did, was able to do and change the mentality of this defense from being one of the worst defenses in the SEC to at least middle to upper. I think that's where they are. And if they can keep trending that way, look, you got to be able to start, you know, you got to be able to allow 24 points or less. Right. And if they can do that, I think they'll be okay. And I think they're on track to be able to do that.
One of the guys that's gotten rave reviews defensively has been Dominic McKinley, sophomore defensive lineman. And everybody that I have spoke to, Jim, has raved about him, that he's a guy that they think is going to be a difference maker in the middle and help against the problem that they've had in the past against mobile quarterbacks and also stopping the run.
Yeah, well, I mean, number one, the quarterback can be as mobile as you want, but if you can't stop the run, it really doesn't make a difference. And I mean, so you don't know what the quarterback's going to do, but LSU has struggled being able to stop that inside presence, and you talk about that. And really, you know, Dominic McKinley is a guy that we're going to be looking at. I think Ahmad Breaux is going to be a key as well to stop in that run. You got to be tough inside. And again, if we go back to that 24-point number, that kind of magic number that I think LSU needs to have, but it's also being able to stop the run and limiting running backs to under 90 yards or so per game, and they haven't been that successful the last few years being able to do that. So that's going to be key to go along. You got to look at backs and top running backs in the SEC. They're going to need to be able to stop that. And I like McKinley and Broder to take that step and be able to do that.
One of the things they've hit hard in the transfer portal has been in the secondary, A.J. Halsey, yep. Mansoor Delane, Tamarcus Cooley. Actually scouted him because I thought he might come out early for the draft. And then Jakeem Jackson comes in, but also the freshman, D.J. Pickett. And when I talked to Garrett Nussmeier about him, Charlie was standing right behind me. His eyes lit up. He don't play like no freshman.
He's real.
And, man, so that sort of tells you something when you have a veteran quarterback make that comment about a true freshman.
Yeah, is he going to be able to push some of these guys ahead of him? Is he going to be able to push an Ashton Stamps ahead of him and then some of the transfer guys that you talk about? He's definitely one that we're going to have our eyes on early in the season. He's going to get plenty of playing time. There's going to be a lot of moving around in the backfield. And look, it's a backfield that there's no question they improved last year from 2023, but they're going to have to take the next step to be a playoff kind of team.
Do you think this team makes the Final 12?
I absolutely do. I have. Okay. I think I love the over on this team, and I think they are one of the 12 teams, and I think they have a chance to win the SEC. I really do.
Jim, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. When we come back, we'll have on with us the lightweight power slap champion, also an MMA boxer, Robert the Real Deal Trujillo. Coming with us right on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, while we're still trying to hook up with Robert, the real deal, Trujillo, the lightweight power slap champion, trying to get into the MMA fighter, trying to get into martial arts a little bit higher level, and hoping to get him on. Hopefully he'll make that connection with us soon. Charlie, again, just like yesterday, big-time grab by the Jets, a new extension with Sauce Gardner, a 4-year, $120.4 million deal, makes him the highest paid cornerback in the National Football League. He surpasses Derek Stingley Jr. by just a tad. But this was a deal the Jets were hoping to get in back-to-back days now. They've got their top young receiver in Garrett Wilson and now Sauce Gardner on a massive $120.4 million deal. And it's an extension to the 2 years that he still has left on his contract.
You know, when you're talking about the Jets, the young cornerstones on that roster, it's Sauce, it's Garrett, and it's like Quinnen Williams, right? And now they have both Sauce and Garrett Wilson locked down all the way through 2030, under contract for basically the next five seasons. So Jets fans should be elated. That is basically their prime of one of the better receivers in pro football. And I know that Sauce kind of had a down year this past year, Mike, but when you're talking about some of the best corners in pro football, he's been among the best since he's entered the NFL recently. So
no question about
it. Those two guys, I mean, the Jets really have something to build on with them, and having them locked down for the next five seasons is a big deal.
Now they got to figure out who's going to play quarterback for them. That's the bigger issue for them. And this morning, the Kansas City Chiefs, they had tagged their starting offensive guard, Trey Smith, who was a really good football player. He's got a new 4-year, $94 million deal, $70 million of it guaranteed, which makes him the highest paid interior player in the National Football League. Trey came out in COVID year and, you know, he had a blood clot issue, which sort of muddied the water on him. A lot of teams were not doing these individual visits with players with physical problems. Trey got picked much later. He looked to be, when he came out of high school, he was one of the top offensive linemen in the country, played that way. Then he had the blood clot issues, and then he fell in the draft. A lot of teams didn't want to take a chance. I remember Deuce and I talking about this. Who's going to pick Trey? I mean, that late in the draft, when you're talking about sixth round, you got to pull the trigger on that. It's not like if you miss, you know, you really given up a lot in that spot. But, man, Trey has paid off big time, and you put him next to Creed Humphrey.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the Chiefs have something right smack up the middle. Now, on the edges, that's been an issue for them to keep Mahomes, that edge pressure, off of him. But with Trey Smith now inked up for a new 4-year deal, and with Creed Humphrey arguably the top center in the National Football League at this stage, they do have something right smack dab in the middle that gives Mahomes in that running game, which they've got to get cranked up again. I think that was something that was missing from that team last year with Pacheco out with injury for a big part of the season. They've got to get that rolling to take the heat off of Mahomes.
Mike, I thought it was really funny throughout the offseason. If a team had interior offensive line issues, it just felt like every single one of those like fan bases were just like, oh, go get Trey Smith and kind of plug him in at guard. No, the Chiefs lock him down. 4 years, $94 million. And that's obviously a good deal for one of the premium guards in the NFL. But I just want to go back, Mike. I know that you had mentioned it. Sauce Gardner's major extension, 4 years, $120.4 million, makes him the highest paid corner in the NFL on a per-year basis. ESPN's Adam Schefter has that full list of the top five. Pat Surtain, making $24 million per year, is number five. Jalen Ramsey, now at number four, $24.1 million. J.C. Horn at number three, $25 million. LSU's very own Derek Stingley at number two at $30 million average annual value. And now Sauce Gardner all the way up at number one, $30.1 million. So, you know, it's always fun to kind of see these deals shape up. And, you know, if just by $0.1 million, you're above the second best guy with Sauce Gardner's contract.
Yeah, it's sort of like Jamar and Justin vying to see who would get more money out the bunch. Jamar waited a while, but finally, man, he got more than the buck, more than what Jefferson did on that deal. And when you look at it, these deals do, people say, well, y'all guys talk about it. How does that affect the Saints? Well, the Saints would like to lock down Alante Taylor. Okay. They would like to do a long-term deal with him. They would like to do a long-term deal with Chris Olave. But all these deals sort of touch one another. And it does have an effect of one contract does affect the next contract. And the longer you put it off, guess what? The more you're going to have to pay. That's just the ways of the NFL with the salary cap going higher and higher each year. Cornerbacks, wide receivers getting paid at a very high level. Who would have thought just a few years back when A.J. Brown demanded a $20 million deal from the Titans, John Robinson said, no, I'm not paying $20 million for a wideout. It cost him his job. And A.J., since then, he's not only been paid once, he's been paid twice. And you look at it, these deals are now in the 30s today for top wide receivers, top cornerbacks, and it will affect what Chris Olave and Alante Taylor get down the road.
Yeah, they got to perform, though, Mike. I mean, that is step number one. If Chris Olave has an awesome season in 2025 and he's due up for that contract, you can bet the Saints are going to give it to him. But if there's more injury issues and he misses some more games like he did this past season, I think you're a lot more hesitant to give out that type of deal. And I think when you're talking about every single year, the amount of wide receivers that are going to be coming out and going into the NFL, these guys are going to get picked higher and higher and higher because, you know, like you always say, having a really stellar player on a rookie contract is the NFL version of minimum wage. And with the way that NFL contracts are for wide receivers right now, Mike, like you're going to want to be paying these guys closer to their rookie deals, obviously, than 30 plus million for being one of the better wide receivers in pro football.
Yeah, no question about it. And I remember so many people complained, you know, when the Saints, they signed up Rashid Shaheed to a two-year extension on his contract. Man, they got him, and that was sort of cheap, what they paid Rashid Shaheed. They got hurt last year. There's nothing you can do about injuries. But, man, Rashid Shaheed is a big part of this offense and his ability to stretch the field, hit the big play. And, you know, I talked about this about Garrett Nussmeier. That against Clemson, one of the first plays I do, I throw the deep ball to Chris Hilton Jr. Man, I put that safety from getting in the box to stop the run. I eliminate that real quick by throwing the ball deep to Hilton early in the game. If I'm Tyler Shuck, you know, one of the first things I'm going to do game one, I'm throwing the ball deep to Rashid Shaheed. Hey, man, you're not going to stack the box on me. I'm going to throw the ball deep downfield.
Yeah, right off the bat, test that secondary. You know that defensive line is ferocious for Clemson. So if you can just launch one right off the bat and show that Garrett Nussmeier, Chris Hilton, all the weapons that LSU will feature in this offense can really attack that secondary, I think that's going to be a major key in setting the tone early.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk to end up our number one here on Sports Talk right after this break on the Big 870 WWL. Want to tell everybody, we finally got in touch with the real deal, Robert Trujillo. We'll have him on at 5:10. He was a little late and didn't realize we had booked him at 4:40. So we'll have on the lightweight Power Slap champion on with us at 5:10. Want to tell everybody too, with a disturbance that is entering the Gulf sometime early this morning, tomorrow morning, hey, keep your dial tuned into the Big 870 WWL. We'll give you hour on hour details of what's happening on the possible development of this disturbance. It's going to be a rainmaker in the area, so we'll keep you informed on everything. Keep your dial tuned into Big 870 WWL. When we come back, we'll have on with us Robert the Real Deal Trujillo, joining us, the lightweight power slap champion, right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.